Philadelphia, get ready to be inspired. If you need help finding the light in the darkness, don't touch that dial. Let's navigate life through the lens of hope with Scotty P. Inspirational speaker Scotty P speaks the importance of mental health in society and encourages techniques to overcome the everyday mental health obstacles that hold us back in life. It's not just inspiration, it's Scotty P inspiration.
Hello, Philadelphia and the surrounding counties. Thank you so much for being here today for another Friday of the Scotty P Inspiration Show. I'm so thankful that you tuned in today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for showing your support. I really, really appreciate it. So everybody, my name, in case you're unaware, I'm Scott Prendergast, aka Scotty P, and I am your host coming at you every Friday live from the WWDB studios. What's up? What's happening? So everybody, again, thank you for being here. It's a great Friday. Before you get your weekend started, I want you to be inspired and I want you to be able to take some positive things away from this show today to apply to your life so that when you start this weekend, you're like, boom, let's go. And you're feeling good and you're feeling better and you have some inspiration to go with you, backed by some mental health practices. Now, everybody, real quick, just to get some administrative stuff out the way, and then we will be on our way. If you want to watch this episode as well as former episodes, you want to listen to the audio, a couple places that we can go to get this done, okay? Number one, we go on WWDBAM.com, okay? And if you're listening to this live, you press boop, Friday, 6 o'clock, that little thing that says listen live, you press that. If not, you go on the website, you search the Scotty P Inspiration Show, you can see all of our past episodes. In addition to that, you go on Spotify, you go on Apple Music, you can type in the Scotty P Inspiration Show, you see that as well. In addition, if you want to see video with this, you go to my YouTube channel, and that's Scotty P Inspiration. Check it out. You can watch every episode live and see the video with it. All right, without further ado, everybody, we got that out of the way. We're ready to go. Let's get you some inspirational content to get your weekend started. So, everybody, today, what I really want to talk about is reflections. And when I say reflections, I don't mean when you are walking down the street and you see a little puddle and you say, hey, there's my reflection in, or you see it on the side of a building. No. I'm not talking about reflections in that sense. I'm talking about reflections on the inside. Okay, and what I mean by that is I want you to walk with me here. When you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself and you see your natural reflection in the mirror, I want you to ask yourself something. What is the first thing that you do? Do you build yourself up? Do you look at all the positive things that you like about yourself? Do you look at all those great parts of yourself and say, wow, I'm really happy to be me and all the things that I've accomplished? Do you do that? Do you praise yourself? Are you happy with what you see staring back at you? Think about it, okay? Or do you do the second option? And when you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror, does that prompt you to all of a sudden be your biggest critic and pick yourself apart from every single angle? Which one do you do? You know, the reason that I ask you that is because when we wake up in the morning, whether we realize it or not, some of those first things that we're saying to ourselves, you know what that's doing? That's really setting the tone and the foundation for the rest of our day. You know, you wake up in the morning and you say, oh man, I'm so out of shape, or oh, I hate my job. Oh, I can never amount to anything right. I can't do anything right. I'll never be successful. This day is going to suck. Everything's going to be terrible because I'm terrible. We wake up saying stuff like that. We might think that that word just disappears, right? And that it just goes into the abyss, never to be found again. But my friends, we are wrong about that. You know, those thoughts that we speak to ourselves, that we say to ourselves, that stays with us. And subconsciously, that is with us all throughout the day. And that's why it's so important to make sure that when we're waking up, we're saying something good. Now, here's a little example for you. One of the things that I found that I started to change when I really turned things around in my life was I said, okay, I've got to wake up every morning, whether things are going great or whether things are going terrible, and I've got to find a reason, just one little reason to say to myself, hey, you know what? Maybe things not going the way that I want it right now. Maybe life is not all peaches and creams and rainbows and pots of gold at the bottom of it right now, but I know I've got this, or I know I've got that. And I would make these little lists to remind myself that, hey, even though I wasn't in my favorite position, I still had something. And sometimes when we find ourselves in those really dark spots, particularly if we're suffering with anxiety or depression, but even if we're not, even if we're just having a down day, we have the tendency to just search out and find and hold on to all the reasons why nothing seems to be going right. All the reasons why this day is going to be terrible. We search that out. Now, part of that is the way that we are as humans are wired. There's a lot to do with the fact that by looking on the negative, it kind of helps us to survive, blah, 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 blah. We could get into that, but I don't really want to. But what we can do is we have that choice to be able to push back against that negativity, to push back against that instinct to always focus on the negative, and instead choose some of those things that are going to propel us in our day, that are going to make us feel a little bit better. Now, one of the ways that I always like to put it is kind of like this. I think that when we look at ourselves in the mirror, or when we look at ourselves in a picture, in a phone, you name it, whenever we're seeing ourselves, right, it's kind of like we're a mosaic. You know, think about a mosaic, all right? Now, here's the thing, though. This is not your typical mosaic. This mosaic, each individual piece that makes up our face, a lot of times is representative of a hurtful thing that somebody said before, is representative of a difficult time in our lives, a time of struggle, a time of pain, a time when someone said this, a time when someone hurt us this type of way. And all these different pieces make up our face. So on the outside, it looks like, oh, that's just me. But really, it's a ton of these little pieces of all these past hurts and pains that are making us up. And I think a lot of times we see that on the surface, and that's all we focus on. But for anyone who's ever seen a mosaic up close, or who has maybe made a mosaic, you will understand that there is a strong surface underneath. And what do? You take those little pieces, many times they're tile, and you have to stick them onto something. They're holding onto something, right? So in reality, what you're seeing is not just a mosaic, but there is a big structure underneath, usually a solid concrete or something like that, right? So what I'm getting at is this. When you see that mosaic of all those difficult things and mean things and trials and tribulations that you've been through in your life, remember to look past that. Remember that there is something underneath those things that you see on the top. There's something underneath those tiles. There's more to you than just meets the eye. And I think sometimes we have to remember that, because we could get so caught up in just seeing those things that we forget there's more to us than that. You know, I always like to say this. I say this a lot of times when I'm speaking to people, when I'm speaking for an audience or doing my one-on-one coaching, whatever it is, I'll say, look, you are so much more than what you've experienced. I'll say that again. You are so much more than what you've experienced. And what I mean by that is that in this life, we all have experiences. We all go through things. Some things great, some things terrible. And guess what? You're going to have more experiences that are terrible and more that are great. But all those different experiences, they may make up your life and who you are. But at its core, is that actually who you are? I beg to differ that it's not. I do not think that every experience you've been through determines who you are, because who we are is determined on the inside by what we say about ourselves. And if we're focusing our lives looking on all those mosaic pieces on the outside, right, of you're a loser, you're a failure, that time in fifth grade, that time when you were 23, the person that broke up with you, the person that fired you, and if that's all we're looking at, we're defining our lives by our experiences rather than letting our lives be defined by what's on the inside. So to my listeners today, I want you to think about that. And I want you, hold on a second here. I want you to be 100% honest with yourself. And I want you to look deep within yourself and say, am I defining my life by the reflection that I see? Or am I defining my life by what is on the inside, on my core values about who I am? And knowing that who you are is enough right now, exactly the way that you are. And I want my listeners to think about that today. Really let that soak in as we go throughout this entire episode, okay? Because that is so incredibly important. So to kind of move forward and keep on this idea here of reflections and mosaics, because I really like the way that we're taking things here. I think this is a vibe. One of the things I noticed when I was doing some research about mirrors, and this is something that we all realize, is that mirrors, they don't always show the truth. And you might be saying, well, Scott, I disagree. When you look in the mirror, it shows you exactly what's there. On the outside, yeah. But how many times have you ever faked a smile? How many times have you put on a good face when really you were struggling on the inside? How many times have you acted a certain way just so other people wouldn't know what was really going on? So does that mean just because you have a good face that you're happy? So does that mean that that mirror is truly showing the truth? Mm-mm. And that's the thing. Mirrors are tricky sometimes, especially when we are wearing that mosaic over top of us. And then one of the things I always like to say is, look, we can trick a mirror. Yeah. If a mirror could talk, it'd say, hey, I see you smiling right now. Everything's okay. Everything's all good. Yeah. But you cannot trick yourself. You could trick a mirror, but you can't trick yourself. No matter how hard you might try to convince yourself that you have everything together, that everything's great, that everything's the best that it could ever possibly be, you know on the inside that that's not true. And I think when we acknowledge that, though, that's the first step to being able to move past it. Because I know so many people in my life and so many people I've met, and I'm sure so many people can also relate to this, where you have these people that are constantly trying to portray and put on this image that they're a certain way, and they'll never dive deep into what's going on because they're afraid what lives in there. They're afraid of doing that deep work. They're afraid of addressing that wound from when they were a kid because they feel like if they touch it, it's automatically going to stay like that forever. But my friends, that's not true. That is not true. And there is great power in being able to admit that there is something wrong. There is great power in being able to say, hey, you know what? Things aren't at my best right now, but I'm working on it. There is great power in that. I think it's easy. I think it's easy for anybody to just say, hey, you know what? I have nothing going right, but I'm going to act like everything's okay all the time. Woo, yeah, yeah. That's easy. Anybody can do that. But what you might not realize is that's exhausting. And that takes a toll to try to have to put on a face all the time and put on an attitude every single day when that's not really how you're feeling on the inside. To me, that's almost kind of like trying to put a Band-Aid when you've, you know, got a bullet hole, right? Because sure, it's covering something up, but it's not really doing anything. It's not addressing the need. If you're a shot, you need to get that bullet removed. You may have surgery to repair some of those arteries, right? So in the same way, if we're just putting on a face, sure, it's covering something up, but it's not getting to the core issue. It's not getting to the problem. So today, I want you, when you look in that mirror, to be honest with yourself. And if you're struggling, you look in that mirror and say, hey, I'm struggling. And if you're feeling good, you look in that mirror and say, hey, I'm feeling good. But regardless of whichever one it is, I want you to know that that is just one moment. And this life is made up of moments, right? We just had a moment. This is now a moment. There will now be a moment in a moment from now. There's a lot of moments. So what does that tell us? It tells us that even if things aren't great in this exact moment, there's still so many more to follow. And we don't have to write our entire story and close the book on ourselves if this current moment's not what we want. Because there's another one falling right around the corner. And I think that's so important to step back and to remember that and to know that it's okay in this world of social media where everyone's trying to act like they're on 10 all the time and everything's going good all the way. Yeah, woo, look at me, I'm better than you. Ha, ha, ha. You and I both know that that person is struggling on the inside. But maybe the difference between you and that person is that you're willing to admit it and you're working on it to get through it. Rather than putting on a face like it's okay when it's really not and lying to everyone and yourself, which is going to lead to nothing but misery. So take heart, my friends, today that if you are struggling, it's one moment. There's another one coming. Even if the next 50,000 moments aren't good, there's a 51,000th moment that might be better. And you hold on to that hope and you keep doing what you have to do in this moment so that you're building a future and building yourself up so that maybe the next couple moments, they might be better. So hold on today if you're struggling with that, my friends. Now, real quick, before we go to commercial break, one of the things that I think is really important is understanding this. We have to look at ourselves and be objective, but we also have to look at other people sometimes and be objective because we have a tendency to look at everybody else and tell ourselves all the reasons why we'll never be as good as them. We're too much like this. We're not enough like that. That person has it all together and we have nothing. We've got to have more of that objective lens. And remember that when we see these people who so-called have everything that you want, just remember that they don't, that they have other stuff going on in their lives as well, okay? Be objective to yourself and to others too. And when we do that, it's going to keep us even keel rather than kind of creating this cycle and starting us down that rabbit hole of comparison, which might lead to anxiety, which over time unchecked can lead to depression. We don't want to go down that hole, okay? So everybody, we got so much more in the second half of the show. We will be right back after these quick commercial breaks. I cannot wait to dive deeper into this. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey everyone, Eric Katz here, the owner of Katz Dogs Canine. Are you working from home and need to get your dog out running around for the day? Will you be traveling this summer and looking for a place to board your pup? Is your dog looking a little shaggy and need a haircut or bath? Are you looking forward to walking around and enjoying this beautiful weather, but you can't because your dog's pulling like a freight train? Well, you're in luck. We are a one-stop shop that focuses on daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. We are located at 35 Middle Road, Percy, PA, on 10 beautiful acres. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Cats Dogs Canine or our website, catsdogscanine.com. Our phone number is 855-CATS-DOG, 855-528-9364.
What's going on, everyone? This is Scott Prendergast here, a.k.a. Scotty P. Real quick, I want to talk to you about my business. It's called Scotty P Inspiration. And what I am is I'm an inspirational speaker, and I want to help others navigate life through the lens of hope. Now, I do this through speaking engagements, but also one-on-one life coaching. So if you're interested in booking me or doing some of that coaching, let me know. Check me out at www.scottypinspiration.com or check out my Instagram at scottyp_inspo. Find Yourself Boxes was to create to foster the connection between a person and those in life who may be working through mental health challenges by providing curated and customizable boxes filled with research-backed wellness products that promote healing. Coupling personal experience with professional mental health guidance, Find Yourself Boxes meets people where they are on their journey. Wellness doesn't look the same for every person, and these products are packaged together to touch various aspects of our wellness spectrum. Find your healing with Find Yourself Boxes at findyourselfboxes.com, and you can get 20% off your first purchase.
Have you ever felt like being somebody else? Feeling like the mirror isn't good for your health.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the Scotty P Inspiration Show today on this Friday. I really appreciate it. I am your host, Scott Prendergast, aka Scotty P, and I'm so thankful that you're here today and starting your weekend off on a note and finding ways to be inspired, because that's what we're trying to do today. I want to help you to navigate your life through the lens of hope. So if you're just tuning in to this part of the show, you missed the first half, ain't no worries, it's okay. First part of the show here, we were all talking about our reflections, and not just the reflections we see on the outside, but what that means that's going on the inside, okay? So when we're looking at ourselves in the mirror, what are we saying to ourselves? What are we seeing, right, on a daily basis? Now, to kind of go off of that and to build onto this here, I want us to understand this, that if we want to make true change in our lives, I think a lot of time the general idea is, oh, I got to do something drastic on the outside, right? I've got to cut my hair. I got to dye my hair. I got to lose 100 pounds. I got to gain 100 pounds of muscle. You know, whatever it is, obviously 100 pounds, you know, that's a lot, but you know what I mean, right? Everybody's trying to do something drastic on the outside in order to make this change and get that happiness that they ever so covet, right? Everybody wants to be happy. Nobody wants to be upset. And a lot of times we look externally for those ways to make us happy. We're always looking at a new situation, a new move, a new job. Any of these external things that I just mentioned are going to be that thing that are going to give us that happiness. And we're going to hold on to it, and we're going to ride into the sunset being happy for the rest of our lives because we made this outside physical change.
Okay.
Well, I'm here to tell you a little something that I'm sure you already know. You might not like it, but I'm sure you know that's true. True, genuine change in your life. It doesn't come on the outside. It doesn't come from anything physical. It doesn't come from any of that stuff I mentioned. It starts on the inside. And it starts with how we feel about ourselves and what we are saying to ourselves on a daily basis. What our core beliefs are. That's where that happiness really comes from. And when we say core beliefs, that's something that you might be like, oh, Scott, I've kind of heard of that. Could you talk about what it is? Sure. Core belief is as followed. A core belief are those different beliefs that we have about ourselves that are directly tied to almost everything that we do. A deeply held conviction that we have about the world, right? So here's an example of a positive core belief. Maybe you have a positive core belief that says, no matter what I go through in life, I know that I'll make the best of it. Or disappointments are only going to make me stronger. That can be a really positive core belief. That's great. That's something to strive for. Now, on the other end of that spectrum, what are some negative core beliefs? Well, a negative core belief might be nobody will ever love me. Or I can never seem to do everything right. Every time something good comes into my life, it fades. I'm the problem for all of that. Things like that are those negative core beliefs, right? And so what we want to make sure that we're doing and how we find this change and look for that happiness that we covet, it really starts with those core beliefs. Now, a lot of times some people might not understand or recognize that their core beliefs are negative. And there will be people who unfortunately will sometimes live their whole life thinking, why can't I ever grasp any of this happiness in my life and ever feel good about myself? But yet they're holding on to a core belief from when they were younger that they never really addressed. And this is difficult. I'm not saying this is easy. It's not easy. Trust me. I've been there. I've been working on this. I'm still working on this. Because let me tell you, my listeners, everything I talk about is something I've either dealt with or am dealing with. So you could trust that when you listen to this show, it's coming from a place of experience or experiencing from your boy, Scotty P here. Okay? So I just want to make sure that you know that. Now, back to the core beliefs. A lot of times when we have different traumas or tragedies or even things that are just had an impact on us on a, as a kid or younger years, they really can turn into core beliefs if we're not careful. Now, I remember for me one time I had in third grade, I had this teacher who would just yell her head off at any reason, anytime, anywhere. And I didn't like to be yelled at. I don't like confrontation. I don't like to be embarrassed, as most of us don't. Now, I remember one time, it was about halfway through the year, and I was feeling good because I hadn't been yelled at yet. I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. I must be doing something right. I was very careful and cautious. I remember before a holiday break, we were doing some crafts, right? And I was doing something for the new year. And I remember I must have not done the craft 100% to her liking. And she started yelling at me, telling me, no, this is wrong, that's wrong, in front of everybody. And I got really upset. And I remember I was tearing up a little bit. I was so upset because A, I had never been yelled at by a teacher before. And B, it was just such a jarring shock. And I remember after that, for a while, I kind of had this feeling like I could never really do anything right. And I would always start doubting myself. Even something as simple as raising my hand, I would ask my peers, am I raising my hand right? Is this right? Because I was so deathly afraid of being yelled at again or having that feeling of inadequacy again. Now, I'm not saying this one incident led to me having a core belief that I couldn't do anything right for years. No, it was one of many. But the point that I'm trying to make is that made an impact on me. It really did. And I held on to that feeling for a while that Scott Prendergast always is wrong in everything he does. He can't do anything right until I dove in and I addressed it. And I did that deep work to say, hey, you know, this was an experience or culmination of experience and moments that I had that's making me have this core belief. But as I said before, those experiences and those moments, they are part of me, but they are not all of me. And for me, when I realized that, in addition to my faith, those were some things that really started to pull me through that core negative core belief. So some of the things that I want you to take from this show today, and I want you to do this right now. Don't say, oh, Scott, I'm driving with the kids in the car. I don't care. You're all going to do it right now. You're doing this. Ready? I want you to ask yourself something. What are the core beliefs that you believe about yourself? I want you to think about that. What are the core beliefs that you believe about yourself? And if you don't know, that's okay. We'll dumb it down to this instead because that takes time to find the core beliefs. Let's talk about this. What are the things you're saying to yourself on a regular basis? What are those thoughts that are bouncing around in your head more than anything else? What are those thoughts? And when you find out what those thoughts are, I got a second question for you. Okay, so find out what those thoughts are that you're saying to yourself on a regular basis. Maybe write them down, make a note of it. Okay, now the next question. How are those thoughts impacting you? How are those thoughts impacting you? Are those thoughts driving you to do things that maybe you wouldn't normally do? Are those thoughts driving you down into a different direction in your career, in your love life, in your family? How are those thoughts impacting you? That's the next question. You write down what they are. We got another question for you here. After that, why are you holding on to these thoughts? Why are you holding on to them? Was it because something happened when you were younger? Was it because something somebody said? Was it because of a certain situation and environment you're in? Why are you holding on to them? Ask yourself that question. Write it down. Now, with those three questions that I asked you there, you're going to have answers to each one of them. And I want you to look at those answers. And then I want you to continue to ask yourself, why? 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 And as you get down to the bottom of that, your last why and your final answer, that'll give you a core belief that you're holding on to. So that's a way that you can find out what that core belief is so you can start to move past it. That's a little trick that I learned years ago that I wanted to pass on to you all. It's actually a process that is taught in therapy, but that's what the Scotty P Inspiration Show is about. You don't have to go to therapy to get some of these practices. That's why we do this show, because therapy is not for everybody. And we want to make sure that everyone has access, though, to stuff that is being taught there so that it can be something that can enlighten and help you, okay? So I want you to do that. Now, we've got a few minutes left of the show here. We're getting into things. I'm hoping that I can finish this up because I got some great more content that I want to bring up. If not, we'll get to it next week. I want to talk really about this. Going back to our reflections, and we now understand how our core beliefs and the reflection that we see are kind of tied together, right? I've made that clear to you that a lot of times the core belief is what's driving that negative view of ourselves. But what happens when these reflections that we see, that you see, start to impact the decisions that you're making on a regular basis? What happens here that when you feel so poorly about yourself that you quit your job? Or that you feel so worthless about yourself that you break up with somebody? Or you feel like you're so inferior that you don't even ever go out ever again? What happens when these decisions start coming because of these core beliefs? It's at moments like that, my friends, that we need to interrupt that process, that we've got to make a change. We've got to do something we've never done to get something that we've never had. Okay? And so if you find yourself right now doing things because of this core belief and this negative self-talk, we got to scrap it. And we got to start fresh. And we've got to make a change. And we've got to start identifying some of the things that are holding us back. And that might be the only thing you do. You might say, Scott, the only thing I did is I wrote down three things that I think are holding me back and are causing this. If you've done that, then I'm going to give you a round of applause right now. Because that right there is the first step. Okay, but we do not want these core beliefs, these reflections that we feel of ourselves to start impacting us in a negative way. We don't want that to happen. And so we want to make sure that we're addressing it, all right? Now, one of the things that I always like to say real quick as we're going to end the show here is I always think of it like this. In this life, we can either have our brain on a leash or our brain can have us on a leash, okay? It's either that we're going to be controlling that brain or that brain's going to be completely controlling us. This is not an easy thing to get some of these concepts down. It's difficult. It's not always going to be a cup of tea and be fun. But what I need you to understand is that it can be done. And the process of becoming self-aware and identifying these core beliefs and noticing your reflection and pinpointing when it's wrong and when you want it to be this and that, all these different things we talked about in this episode today, all of this ties into us being able to put a leash around that brain rather than that brain putting a leash around us. So everybody, I want to thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Scotty P Inspiration Show. I really appreciate it. I hope that you were able to take something good from this today and apply it to your life, because that's why I do this. That's why this is my career. This is my field, to provide others with inspiration and mental health practices that you could take and apply to your lives. So everybody, thank you so much again. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. This is Scotty P signing off.